Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, U.S. forces in Syria have returned fire. There's an escalation going on over there. Essentially very serious, and I'm glad we have a very experienced guy in the White House, Joe Biden. Most experienced senator, probably anybody in foreign policy in this country right now. He was the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, personal relationships with all heads of state around the world and their predecessors. And here's what's happened. Iran uses proxies. It used Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's using proxies in Syria to attack American forces. Now, remember, this is the same time that the Europeans are trying to broker, and we're trying to broker, a return to the nuclear accords that Trump took us out of, the deal where they would not enrich uranium beyond 4 or 5%, which they is useful for domestic purposes, and they would let European inspectors in to verify it. Now they won't let any inspectors in, and they've already done it up to 60%. They purified it up to 60%, which is weapons grade. They also are building up their missile force. They have provided missiles to Hamas in Gaza. And these are missiles that have guidance systems. They are also funding and arming militias in Lebanon and in Syria to attack the United States and our soldiers. And then they say, yeah, we're willing to talk about these nuclear weapons, but we off the table is anything having to do with missiles, off the table is anything having to do with our militia. And here's the conundrum for Biden. We could wipe out Iran tomorrow. The reason we don't wipe out North Korea is because they have a land border with China, they have a land border with South Korea, and their capital is 40 miles from the Korean border. Yeah, we can't very well go in and bomb them, so we try to strangle them economically. Russia busts it, and basically they're neurotic and they sit back, and they do have probably some nuclear weapons, but they're very afraid to use them so far, but they're unstable. But what about Iran? Iran does not present any strategic interest to Russia or China. Russia has cooperated with Iran, has allied with Iran in trying to buttress Assad of Syria up. It's all religious over there. Iran is a Shiite country. Only 10% of the world's Muslims are Shiites, 90% are Sunnis, and they fight each other and hate each other. Assad is an Alawite, which is a little bit off even from a Shiite, but he joins with Shiites, and the people after him are Sunnis in Syria, the good Sunnis and bad Sunnis. The bad Sunnis are ISIS, which were almost wiped out. The good Sunnis, people we can deal with, trying to get rid of Assad. China, in their Belt and Road project, just promised to invest $25 billion into Iran. And here's a curious thing. China has Uyghurs, Sunni Muslims that locks up, and Iran didn't utter a peep. They always complain about the United States and Israel. They don't utter a peep about China. They don't utter a peep for the very simple reason they need money. That's why Pakistan doesn't utter a peep about Chinese investment. Everybody thinks, okay, China can do it, but when we're open and welcoming to Muslims, some of them would come in and spread jihad, burn cathedrals, chop people in the face with a hatchet, and so forth. We come in for criticism. Well, you know, so I'm tired of this, very, very tired of it. So what does Biden do now? You cannot have rocket attacks on American troops, as simple as that. We have got to retaliate and wipe out the positions that are launching the rockets. The problem is they're in Syria, some of them are in Lebanon, and what do you do? And he's doing the correct thing. But the problem there also is that can escalate. It has escalated slightly. They've been launching rockets. We retaliated the other day. Then they launched some more. We're retaliating. Here's my take on this. There is no good faith possibility that the Iranians will get back to any kind of talks in which they will voluntarily limit their nuclear weapons. None. I don't think anybody, and this used to be Persia, you know, Iran means Aryan. They have this racial thing like the Nazis did, like the Japanese samurai did, and frankly, like the Han Chinese do now, that they're a superior race. The Nazis thought they were a superior race. The Japanese samurai thought they were a superior race and went in and tormented China. The Han Chinese in China, H-A-N, think they are a superior race in Asia. None of them think much of Borneo, the Philippines, Vietnam, Korea, or anywhere else. And Iran thinks it's a superior race because they're not Arabs. They're not Arabs. They're ethnically not Arabs. They're Indo-Iranian, and therefore they think they're Aryan, and they change their name to Iran. This is really Persia. It goes back in Western history and civilization for thousands of years, and I don't recall a single time that anybody in Persia ever told the truth about anything. And they're not telling the truth now. They're not trying to limit their nuclear weapons. Who's kidding who? Come on. Come on. Come on. They're purifying uranium up to 60% weapons grade. Won't let inspectors in. Won't limit rocket attacks against the United States and Israel and any European country that somehow they think they can get. And they think we're not going to retaliate. And they get all upset because we kill one of their generals, Soleimani, who had killed a lot of American forces, and he should have been killed a long time ago. One possibility that Biden can do would be a substantial bombing campaign against Iran, really substantial, that wipes out their Navy and their Air Force with as little collateral damage as possible. The problem with that is it starts a war in the Middle East. We don't want that. We don't want that. I think initially, what you've got to do is use the European Union behind the scenes to talk to them and say, look, we are going to put on truly, truly strangling sanctions against you. So far, we've limited the sanctions, although they're hurting you. They're hurting you economically. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're a pipsqueak. You're an economic pipsqueak. We will blockade you, and we will slowly turn the tourniquet around your neck, just like we are doing with Putin, until you come correct. Now, the problem is, they just had an election, a crooked election, truly a crooked election, where a right winger, a really right wing guy who hates the United States, hates Judeo Christianity, and hates Western civilization got elected. And he is subservient to the head guy. The head guy, Khomeini, Ayatollah Khomeini, is a religious figure. They are a theocracy. They are a Shiite theocracy. And this guy, there was a moderate running. There were several moderates running. Most people didn't vote. They were disgusted. The average person in Tehran doesn't like this. When the Shah was in charge, I've talked to people, medical doctors, other people, businessmen, who loved Iran. It's a beautiful country. And it has a long and beautiful culture. But it is in the throes of murderous people. And we've got to keep track of what's going on over there. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great programming this afternoon. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, live from La Crosse, covering Joe Biden. Joe Biden in southwestern Wisconsin. Diamond Crute, La Crosse guys, UW La Crosse friends. Back same time, same place tomorrow with more Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.